What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The FDA has approved a new drug that could help all those that suffer from Alzheimer's disease. This is the first new Alzheimer's drug approved in almost 20 years and targets proteins called amyloids that are thought to play a part in cognitive decline. More studies on its effectiveness will continue to be done, and the treatment is very expensive, coming in at over $50,000 a year. Robert Langreth, science and health reporter at Bloomberg News, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Robert.
Thank you.
Wanted to talk about this new Alzheimer treatment that has been approved by the FDA. A lot of people are saying it's a game changer. A lot of people on the other side of it saying maybe not so much. So we have this new treatment out there. It's very expensive. And the company that produced this had a couple failures in clinical trials with this. It got revived and ended up making through the approval. So Robert, tell us a little bit about this new drug.
So this is likely to be one of the more controversial drug approvals in recent FDA history. Drug companies have been trying to make drugs that would do something to slow Alzheimer's disease for many, many years. There's been failure after failure after failure. And just a couple of years ago, this drug called aducanumab looked like it was the latest failure. Biogen, the company that just got approval yesterday, they actually said early in 2019 they were going to shut their major trials down because they'd done an analysis and it looked like, hey, it wasn't going to work at all. And then 8 months later, they revived the drug. They said some more data had rolled in, and it looked like maybe one of the trials worked after all. And that kind of shocked everyone. And ever since then, it's been a very controversial debate. The FDA first took a positive stance back last November, and then the FDA advisors reviewed the drug. This is a panel of independent advisors, and the advisors nearly unanimously ruled that the company hadn't proven that the drug was effective in slowing cognitive decline from the disease. That just hadn't been proven because of the contradictory results. That kind of put things up at an impasse and made it for a very complicated situation. And what the FDA basically ended up doing was they didn't even rule on whether the drug slowed cognitive decline, because that's basically not proven. And they kind of punted on that issue. And they said, we're going to approve the drug because it's clearly shown to remove plaque, this amyloid plaque, these bad proteins that are in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. And we think that's enough to show that it is a reasonable likelihood that this will lead to delays in cognitive decline over time. But Biogen, you can go connect another study and try to prove it in the future. So they kind of punted proving whether it slows cognitive decline off in the future and approved it for now.
So in some of the trials that they had, it might have slowed patients' decline by about 22%. And as you mentioned, you know, it removes this protein called amyloid. And that's kind of where the other part of the discussion is there's people on both sides and how much that plays a part in the cognitive decline. Is that the sole cause, the buildup of these amyloids, or is it not? And that's kind of where the FDA said, hey, well, it helps reduce some of that. You know, it's part of the discussion. Let's go ahead and approve it.
So basically, there were two big trials. One slowed that it didn't show that it slowed cognitive decline at all, just failed. And the second one showed that maybe it slows it at a high view, a high dose, by 22% over 18 months. That's a very modest slowing of decline. I mean, you're still, at the best case scenario, you're still declining steadily, just maybe not quite as much. But what it does do, what there's no debate over that it definitely does, it does remove this amyloid plaque from the brain. That's its mechanism. They clearly showed that it did that. The problem is that the correlation between cognitive decline and amyloid levels is, you know, murky at best. And there's tremendous controversy in Alzheimer's field over, you know, is this a major amyloid, a major cause of the disease, or is it just sort of a minor contributor, and are other things more important? So it's been a debate that's been raging for years. There's people on both sides. Everything's very, very polarized, and the FDA just essentially put its thumbs on one side of the scale and said, you know, essentially, we believe that amyloid lowering is going to have an effect.
Tell me a little bit about the cost, because it has a very high cost, but it's not just the cost of the drug, it's also the cost of brain scans and all sorts of other associations with it that really drive up the price on this.
So this drug came in, you know, way higher than people expected in price. Biogen is pricing at a cost of a list price of about $56,000 per year per patient. Now, that is considered really, that's like, you know, as much as five times as much as some analysts thought it would cost. And that's because, you know, there's a lot of people with Alzheimer's, millions, and usually drugs are such big populations, you know, even expensive biotech ones, you know, that have to be injected, they haven't had such high prices. So this came in way higher. And if you just do the simple math, it's perhaps a million people or more in the U.S. that would theoretically be eligible for this drug. And if, like, all those people really got this drug, and no one thinks they will, but if that happened, you know, the sales would be $50 billion. And that's just the start of the cost, right? So this is an infused drug. That means you have to come in every 4 weeks to get your infusion. There's a cost for the doctors or nurses doing the infusion. You'll probably need some kind of exotic brain PET scan before you get the drug to verify that you do have a lot of amyloid built up in your brain, because some people with dementia or cognitive loss don't have that. And then even after you start on the drug, you'll need brain MRI scans to watch for side effects. There's all sorts of ancillary care that'll even further add to the cost. This is absolutely going to be a very expensive treatment.
Are there any specific markers that people have to meet to qualify to use this drug? Because what I was reading, it says that, you know, it's not just for early stage sufferers, but they're basically leaving it up to the doctors to decide who can get this type of treatment.
That's exactly what was another thing that was very interesting and surprising to people, is that in the label and the kind of official FDA prescribing instructions, the FDA let the company keep it quite broad. And it doesn't, even though they mostly only study very early stage patients, the official indication, the official label just says, you know, it's for treatment of Alzheimer's disease, period. And they're letting the doctors and insurance companies essentially figure out who should qualify for this.
Well, it's been a controversial decision, but what do people in the Alzheimer's community say? I'm willing to bet, I mean, anything that can help is something that's welcome.
Like everyone else, they're bitterly split over this. And I've talked to doctors yesterday, said, you know, there's no proof this thing works. And other people say that, hey, you know, it may help some patients a little bit. This is kind of good enough. And, you know, we're going to try it on some people. So even people, you know, in the Alzheimer's field are quite split over this.
Well, I know that there's still trials that are continuing. They're still looking at the effectiveness overall. So we'll be hearing a lot more about this in the near future, I'm assuming. So we'll see about all of that. Robert Langreth, science and health reporter at Bloomberg News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.